Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us out. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. O thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to you this morning, the few of you whom the Holy Spirit has led to tune in this morning. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few chosen. It also lets us know that many shall seek to find this true resting place, but only a few shall find it. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. If you have your Bibles, as usual, you can turn them to the 36th chapter of Ezekiel, and that's if you, the Lord leads you to follow along. The Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again to bring you out of the darkness of religion and allow you to come and rest in this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, and this teaching picks up on the 22nd verse, and the Spirit of the Lord says, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathens whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathens, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, said the Lord God. When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathens and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. What an awesome God that we serve. Oh, praise be to his holy name. This 36th chapter, it gives the opposite side to the judgment pronounced on Israel's enemies in the preceding chapter. While her enemies will be wiped out, Israel will receive the blessings of God. Her mountains will prosper, verse 1 through 15 says, and her people will be gathered to this new blessed land, verses 16 through 38. Says, this will be a miraculous regathering of God's, of all Israel to their land. And I will gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. It will also be a gathering of belief. Belief. You see, Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not, because they didn't believe in him. But at this time, oh my goodness, they will believe. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. This restoration, prophesied some 2,500 years ago, will both be physical and spiritual. Jeremiah also confirms this in the 31st chapter, the 31st to the 34th verse. This prophecy also indicates that Israel will be regathered in the land before she is spiritually reborn. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit also tells us, since God is not the author of confusion, and he don't want anybody to be confused in regards to this group of people that he's prophesizing that he will gather and bring them back into their own land. Joel chapter 3, verse 7 says, behold, I will raise them out of the place, rather ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hands of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabines, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Romans chapter 3, verse 3 tells us, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? What is the Holy Spirit saying? Holy Spirit is saying if some people don't believe what Joel just said, if they don't believe what Ezekiel just said, if they don't believe what Jeremiah is saying, that doesn't change God. What he says will be, still will be. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Verse 4 lets us know God forbids. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and might overcome when thou art judged. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy, holy name. And now, Acts chapter 2 shares with us in that 38th verse to the 42nd verse, the Bible says, then Peter said unto them, this is the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell on them all. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, that's that promise Ezekiel was talking about some 2,500 years ago, it has come to pass in part, but the full completion of that prophecy is yet to unfold. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer. You see, the word doctrine derives from the Latin term for teaching and refers to the content that was taught in the New Testament. The proper teaching of scriptures was called the apostle doctrine, meaning that which the apostles taught. What did the apostles teach? They taught what Jesus preached. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. Jesus said, you must lose your life in order to gain his eternal life. This contrasts with the Arius teaching of Satan's ministers, which the Holy Spirit calls doctrine of devils. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 tells us, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. What is the faith? Ephesians 4, 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. My faith is in a baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross. You see, Jesus didn't come to die for Jesus. Jesus didn't shed his precious, innocent blood for Jesus. Jesus came to die in our place. So we must accept that death as our own. Therefore, in order to receive the promise that he has promised. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is the teaching in which Satan ministers tries to bring forth what the Bible says is what they're doing is substituting false religion for Christianity. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, oh, thank you, Jesus, verses 13 through 15 tells us, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. We find here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, the Holy Spirit tells us, for many walk, and he's speaking to Brother Paul, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. You see, the earthly things these Satan preachers mind is your money that they use to take their families. on long vacations.